David, Jackson, it's time to embarrass ourselves. Karaoke session. Play a song.
Just Jackson's doing this. All right, Jackson.
I could do it too.
We have two genres, and the only two that are should bother to exist: country and classic rock. Country.
Well, Jackson, what song do you want to sing?
What song do I?
Do you have a preference?
Just as long as I know the lyrics and have heard it before. Because I honestly have no clue. Unless you guys want to move over to the crossfire.
You know, Jackson, there's a song that I let you, I was showing off my new fancy headphones. There's a song that I played. And you said, I like this. So we're going to go.
Guys, comment down below. What song should we sing?
You said, you got a good taste in music. Let's see.
I don't know what song this is, but we're going to find out. If it's like heavy 80s rock, I cannot hit that.
Dude, playing Aerosmith. Jackson doesn't know who Aerosmith is.
I know their songs.
Or what their band is.
I know their songs.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Dream on. That sounded bad.
That was very flat.
That was bad.
That was very flat.
I apologize.
Yes.
I apologize.
This is why I'm singing on this episode.
If y'all go to a doctor for your ears, I'll pay for it. Because I
don't
offer
that.
I ruined your ears.
All right,
singing.
We're just going to go through this.
Really fun. Can I go?
All right, we're going to find this. So. All right, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to play it, all right?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
He better know it.
And then we'll decide.
Hey, Jackson, you know.
I may not know it.
You know it.
Oh, I don't know that one. Beat it.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, wrong one.
Dude, you don't. Yes.
I don't know this one.
This is such a great song.
I don't know it. Okay,
but
Jackson,
I'm not hitting that high.
Take the stage.
I cannot hit that high. Go on, in the lyrics.
Made to wave a flag. Ooh, that red, white, and blue. When the band plays Hail to the Chief. Ooh, they're going to cannon at you. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks born silver spoon in hand. Lord, they don't have themselves. When the tax man comes to the door, Lord, the house is like a running cell. It ain't me. I ain't no millionaire son, no. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one. Oh, maybe crack my neck. Some folks merit star-spangled eyes. Oh, they send you down to war, no. And when you ask them, how much should I give? Oh, they'll answer more. It ain't me. I ain't no military song. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one, no. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate son, no.
Good job.
Good job, Jackson. That was actually really good.
That was very good.
That was
on the fly. I have no clue if I even matched the key. I don't even know if I hit a flat there. That was completely on the fly. No rehearsal before that.
We'll check before.
I didn't even know the song.
David,
I
have
the song.
A
song.
I knew the song.
Tell you the song beforehand.
Yes, yeah, you didn't tell me the song beforehand.
David, I have a song request.
Okay, I saw that pulled up on your phone.
Okay, so. I'm not sure what song this is, but you all got to sing it with me this time.
Yeah. Ooh, wait, what if we all try to sing it?
Harmonize?
Yeah,
but harmonize. Jack, you can't harmonize.
I can.
You can. Right,
we're going to find it.
I can.
I think
just
I know what the song
it
is.
Does. Yeah,
I
Jackson,
I know what
you
is.
Know.
My phone runs so slowly, this is actually faster.
No, I'm not drinking that.
Yeah, you need to drink some, like,
I'm not drinking that, then beer. Singing.
Yes, it'll help you.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, man, that's...
Are you ready? Go.
Hold up. Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Volume to the max, right? Or,
yep.
Yeah, okay. Ready, set, go. 2, 3. Mm. Turn it up. My bad. Big wheels keep on turning. Carry me home to see my kin. Singing songs about the Southland. I miss our bandmate once again, and I think it's a sin.
Yeah.
Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about her. Well, I heard O'Neill pull her down. Well, I hope Neil Young will remember. A southern man don't need him around anyhow. Sweet home Alabama, where skies are so blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Sorry. I apologize. In Birmingham they locked it up. Oh.
Boo, boo, boo.
Now we all did what we could do. Now Watergate does not bother me. Does your conscience bother you? Tell the truth. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Alabama. Is that it, or is it just instrumental? Alabama. Oh, I see. Sorry, I don't know the song that well.
The girls on this
Alabama.
Literally scared, never met them. They were recorded separately.
Oh, wow. Alabama. 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 That was good. Kind of.
That was good.
Now Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers. And they've been known to pick a song or two. Oops. Lord, they get me off so much. They pick me up when I'm feeling blue. Now how about you? Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Sweet home Alabama,
oh sweet home,
where the skies are so blue and the governor's true. Sweet home Alabama, Lordy, Lord, I'm coming home to you.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Piano solo. I think you can cut it there.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah, just pause it. No?
So good, though. So good.
Comment down below if you enjoyed. Because Spotify has comments.
Yes, Jack. Apparently, Jack thinks they do.
Jack thinks it does.
I think there are comments.
And I think that marks the halfway point in this podcast.
Prove me wrong. Comment that there are no comments.
Write us a letter, tape it to a pigeon, send it out into the world, and it will find us. Dude. And then we will burn the letter and eat the pigeon. So,
dude, have you seen... Ooh, I love free food. Have you seen this one guy on YouTube? Stephen He, the Asian dude.
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't watch YouTube.
You need
that
to.
Much.
He is hilarious.
I watch a comedy channel, Babylon Bee, and
Babylon Bee. Shout out to the Babylon Bee.
Oh yeah,
guys, buy
Babylon
this podcast
is amazing.
If you're listening.
Buy this podcast.
Oh yeah, please buy us, please.
Yes, we need money. We want money.
And then I watch Dude Perfect a little bit.
Oh, Dude Perfect's awesome.
I never really watch YouTube.
They're stereotypes.
They're perfect.
Oh yeah,
dudes.
This is a new stereotype.
It's the best. Airplane was the newest.
No, the news was
parents.
New Parents. Yeah.
New Parents.
That was like 2 days ago.
Oh,
or three.
So funny. They do a great job with those. With those.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's on the agenda next?
What's the weather like?
Hot. With more hot. We're in a heat wave.
Yeah.
In Houston.
Actually, it's supposed to rain.
Sometimes when I think of... Wait.
Which means the price is no next
about
week.
Is it?
Yeah.
In Houston.
No.
Snow in the
Jackson,
evening.
It's May. It doesn't snow in Houston.
Hey, it's Houston. Anything can happen.
Good point.
True, but not snow.
Not snow.
Not snow.
Yeah, only in February. February. That's how you spell it. That's not how you say it. That's how you spell it.
Do you know why September, October, November, December are off?
Because it's Houston.
No. Do you know why like they're off? Because the 10th month, October, means the 8th month, even though it's...
Oh, why? Why is that?
Well, because that. And you know why February only has 28 days, right?
July
and August were named after Julius Caesar. Wanted a month to be named after him, so he made a new month named after Julius Caesar.
Around the
July, and he wanted his month to have one more day than any other month, so he took it from February.
Hmm.
So there's that, and then Augustus Caesar wanted to be like Julius Caesar, so he made his own month, and he also wanted to be like Julius Caesar, so he took one day from February. So that's why August, and that's why, you know, September is the 7th month, but it means the 7th month, but it's really not.
That's so weird. I didn't even think about that.
Because
I've never thought about that until
September,
now.
October, November, December means...
Yeah, November should be the 9th month.
Yeah, but
it should be September, October. But oh wait,
add
it is.
Two.
I never even thought about that.
Add two.
Guys, you know, it should be September, October, then November, because 7, 8, 9.
It is.
Yes, that's
right.
That's crazy.
But I studied Latin for a long time, so I knew these things.
No, I did too, but I never even thought about that. September, October,
and
November.
January is named after Janus, the god of.
Then what is December?
Ten.
Dies.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
What are the Latin numbers again?
Unus, duo, tres, quatuor, quinque, sex, septum,
quinque, sex,
octum, novem, decem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know it in Spanish.
Well, three in Latin is the same as it is in Spanish.
Yeah, I know.
I know they're in French.
Tres.
Well,
oh, I can say it in German. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sept, acht, nein, deus, I think.
Nine? They can't be nine.
Nine! You're wrong! Nine!
So nine and nine is nine?
Nine!
I'm
word of the day, nine!
I know German. I know a little bit, but I know this German lady, and I know a JFK quote he spoke in German in the Cold War. Ich bin ein Berliner, which means I am a Berliner. But I told her, I'm like, I don't know any German, because she said I was trying to fix her TV, and she's like, well, wie das Ende der Box, and I said I don't know much, and she was like born and raised in Germany, like she went to college in Germany, speaks fluent German. I caught her talking on the phone one time, and she was like, I don't recognize what you're saying, and she was speaking in German.
I
said that, and she's like, oh, very good.
Mach's gut. I took German for 1 year, so I know some.
Apparently, I'm taking Spanish next year.
I took Spanish for 6 years and don't know any.
just a tip. Don't take Spanish.
Did you?
Right. Let's hear. What else we can talk about? You know what I really want to talk about?
What?
I'll talk about cars.
No.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Enough. You can.
But.
Tell us about. So my idea was actually, since we always record, and we never told everyone what our studio is. Mm. What's our studio, Jackson?
We were in David's car, and now in Jackson's.
We were in my car. I'm sure we'll record in that again. So I forget what year it was that car is.
Was that like an 02, 03?
I think it's an 02.
Pontiac,
Montana.
Yeah. We're never recording in there again.
Why not?
That was a bad experience.
Dude, we recorded in my other car, and it's the same thing. We just recorded at night last time.
Okay.
For some reason, all of David's cars are gold colored.
That is not my fault.
I don't understand.
We have a red. We just bought a red van.
Oh, okay.
And so it's, and that was the requirement. Is like, if we buy a car, it must be red.
What color? What kind of car is it?
Sienna.
Oh, is it a new one?
14 Sienna.
Oh, okay. That's a good car.
That's because the Montana had some problems. Like, we drove to Oklahoma and blew a head gas. We drove to Kansas on the way home from Kansas. We blew a head gasket in Oklahoma. So we did. My dad doesn't. My mom didn't quite trust it on road trips. So we bought the other van.
Yeah.
So we used to have a Buick LeSabre. I forget what year we got rid of that. But it was also gold, and we bought an HHR. So the Montana and the HHR were both my aunt and uncle's cars, and they sold them to us for a really good price.
That's good.
They also had a Corvette and a 35 Ford truck.
Hmm.
But they were my great aunt and uncle. My uncle, when my great uncle passed away, my uncle bought the truck, and then they willed the Corvette to their niece. So it's a really cool Corvette.
Is it gold?
No, it's silver.
Aw.
But
I should get a bronze car.
Nah. But bronze? But our 99 DeVille is white. It is pearl.
Okay, Coupe de Ville.
Oh, well, one time what was really funny is when my great uncle was still in the hospice. We drove into the hospice center.
R.I.P.
Half of the parking lot were all white cars, and the other half.
That's
were
racist. All, you can't say that. It, you can't say
it
that.
Was, we said, oh, it's a segregated parking lot.
It just happened to be like that.
It was just so funny that you
Babylon B
and all the white cars are on one side and all the cars of other colors were on the other side. It was just really funny.
Babylon B, we are a worthy podcast. You can buy us.
Yes, please. But I don't want to.
Ooh, glasses.
So any animosity. It was just funny because that's just how it happened.
Like, yeah,
so there were no laws on the books like that. It just happened like that. So that
yeah, there
was
wasn't
funny.
A red car.
That was so funny. All yeah. right.
All right. So Jackson, what car stories? I told my car story.
Car story.
You asked me why my cars were bronze or tan. So
yeah. Okay. Car story. Well, I'm trying to buy a 944 right now, but the guy won't email me back.
Oh.
So if you own a 944 and please check your email because it's been a few weeks. Let's see here. What else is there? Our 70 Charger's going well.
It needs everything.
So that's gonna take some time. Some
Are
money.
You taking it to college and working out on?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't even know if we can get it to the college.
How did you get it in there? Oh, I guess I'm thinking you had to go through the entrance while we went through. There was another entrance.
No, we did. Eventually, originally. That car's been all... Okay, so funny story. So we bought the car. Let me tell the story real quick. So the car was a show car. The guy who owned the car went to jail and had to sell it quick. Sold it to the guy we bought it from, who bought the car and sat it in the back of a church that had been converted to a motorcycle shop for 10 years to have it restored, which is weird because it was a show car. I don't know why he wanted it to be restored again, but he did. So it's sitting in the back of this church motorcycle shop. He's getting it restored. We hear about it through the grapevine. We go through it. It was pretty cool finding it because, I mean, it's way off the beaten trail. It's in this old church. You go in the back, it's a massive warehouse.
What the heck?
My phone.
You gotta walk through it, you know, church pews, and it was motorcycle parts. It was interesting. It was really interesting. Get to the back. This thing is just buried underneath quad cycles and motorcycles and church pews and just parts. And we get to it, and the thing is, I mean, it's glorious. It's a beautiful car.
But I mean, the whole entire left side of the car has been taken apart.
So it's
because
not.
It's being restored. The right side's how it was originally, but the left side is completely gone.
Wait, is that the car in your garage?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that yeah. one. Very yeah. glorious.
So the thing needs a ton
still
of work.
Still kind
of
glorious.
The thing still needs a ton of work. So we're thinking about it, and we get a call about a week later that the church has been broken into.
Oh.
And so we don't know what the damage has been, so we go take a look at it. All of the quad cycles are gone. All of the motorcycles are gone. Church pews are still there. Broken glass all over the place. And someone decided to steal the wheels and tires off the car and to steal the aluminum radiator vent that went with it. Aluminum radiator that went with the car. So the car's right then sitting on bricks. So we make the deal. We get the car and we start to load it up. We have to get a flatbed in there.
Please tell me you got money off when you didn't get the wheels and tires.
A little bit. So the problem was is that Chryslers have the same bolt pattern as a Ford for that year of car.
Yeah.
For the wheels. The problem was is we could only find Chevy wheels. We went to like 3 salvage yards that day and went to the different rim places. All they had were Chevy wheels. They had no Ford wheels that we could use.
Why weren't you looking for Chrysler wheels?
Because no one had Chrysler wheels either. So weird. So we had to get a flatbed in there. And we had to back the flatbed up. The thing was on bricks. We had to, tow the thing up on the flatbed. And we get it out. We pull it out. And then the clouds just open up and it starts pouring rain. And the car is not secured on there yet. I mean, it is like you can't see like 10 feet in front of your face, just pouring rain. So the car's on there. We have to strap it down and straps, the strap comes off of the ratchet and it's a mess. Get the whole thing strapped down. And then we just take it back to our house. We have to use car skates and put them underneath the differential, the rear differential, and I think we put it under the front supports, and we were able to wheel it into the first part of the garage,
right,
where the weight rack was.
Right,
that's where we originally had it. Didn't have wheels and tires on it. We had to go back, and it was nice though because all the dust had got knocked, all the dust from 10 years of work had gotten knocked off of it, and it looked beautiful because of the rain. We got that done, and then I think like 2 or 3 days later, we went back and got the block because the block weighs like 300-400 pounds. I mean, that thing's
yeah. Was that the thing that was in your truck when
yeah
we played paintball?
That was the engine block, 440 cast iron. That thing is, maybe it's steel. It may be steel. It's probably steel, but that thing is heavy. They don't make blocks like that anymore. That's getting worked on right now. But so we got the car, put it back in there, and we have a friend from Dallas, shout out to Jim, who worked on, what was it? One of the Mustangs. He worked on some Mustang, and he still had the wheels left over from it. So he gave us the wheels, and the Mustang wheels fit perfectly in that bolt pattern. Slid right on. And we wheeled it out of the garage. We wheeled it around the entire property to the back, and we have a big property.
Right.
Wheeled it around the house to the back gate. Through the backyard and into the garage where it is now. Then we put it up on wheel stands and just kind of spin it around when we need to work on it. So, and it's not a light car. Even with nothing on it, that is not a light car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that thing, I guess that's kind of the story for that.
Cool.
What's his name?
Oh, we haven't named it yet. We haven't chosen any color either.
Wait, you name your cars?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't. I just call it the Crossfire. The Highlander. Sequoia Tree.
Well, you call them that, but I'm kidding, also have your name. Like my HHR.
Old Bessie.
I haven't come up with a name yet because it used to be my aunt Connie and Uncle Edward Hoover, so it was Hoover's Happy Ride.
Right.
So I think I've named it Houston Hot Rod, but I don't know. I need an acronym for HHR.
But sure, commercial break.
The maximum recording time for this segment is 60.
Kazoon height, sorry. Hi, we're back. Wait, never mind. Okay, this time we're actually back. Apologize.
All right.
Jack, yeah.
Jack, what's our next topic?
We are going to talk about not cars, not swimming, and not food either.
Why are we here? What else in life is there?
Nothing.
There's nothing in life.
I'm kidding. There is religion. there are girls. What? I didn't say that. But what should we talk about? There's really nothing more to talk about.
I don't know. What else is there? Something.
We could talk about the place we're at.
We're at Kikaroo. Kikaroo Miser Pavilion. This is our studio offices, just so you guys know.
Kikarillo.
We talked about cars and never announced the studio we're in.
We never announced the studio.
What's wrong with us?
What's the new studio? Jackson, give us the year, make, model.
Our new studio.
If you know it.
Our new studio is a 2010 Honda Accord V6 leather trimmed interior. I don't know. I think it's the EXL. I think it's the EXL L for leather. And it is in white with a beige interior with a gorgeous orange wood accent.
Wow, that sounds like a nice car.
Do they make any other like interiors for this thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They have black. Like, all they have is black other than this one.
Do they all have the wood?
I don't know.
The wood looks nice.
This is my car, so.
Oh. Yeah, he stole it from somebody.
Yeah. Jack, why don't you tell us about your studio?
We're not in his studio.
Yeah, we're not. Should we switch over to his studio?
Ooh.
For the closer?
You know what?
For the closer?
I think it's a two-seater.
It's a two-seater. Hop it up, flow, two-seater. What?
You know what? I'm not going to say that.
I mean, we could fit 11 people in my car, but I don't think
for the closer.
For the closing,
the trunk
we are...
is a little bit bigger than yours, Jack.
I can sit on someone's lap. I don't weigh a lot. Actually, it's a small car. We can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, it is a 2004 Chrysler Crossfire, and it's white with a red interior. That's all I know.
What are your two studios, David?
My two? I've already said it's a 2006... Chevrolet HHR, beige. It's beige, gold, beige interior. It's LT.
For those who are not car people, I'm sorry.
It's not impressive. The only it's like a PT Cruiser on steroids with a bigger engine. They were designed by the same guy.
Yeah, very evident.
His car is one of a kind. If you see a gold, whatever it's called, HHR. Chevrolet.
There's also a defect in the bow ties in the back and the front where water and moisture will get into them and make the gold bow tie turn like brown and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
So we pulled the gold bow tie off. My dad got my mom. He told her he would get her something gold and shiny for Christmas. So we got her a new bow tie for their car like 2 years ago and we still haven't put it on.
That's so funny.
But we're going to. So yeah. He's promised gold and shiny. He's got promised her gold and shiny every year. It's just sometimes she's gotten car parts. She did get a new wedding ring. That was the golden shiny one year.
That's nice.
And then more car parts.
That's nice.
And this is Kikarillo Miser
Preserve. Kikarillo
Misher. Kikarillo Misher Preserve.
Misher? This used to be reserved for my dad's company. He used to work for Compaq.
Cool.
I think this was part of their Kikarillo
Miser
Misher.
Misher Preserve.
Yeah, Kikarillo Misher.
I was up here because it was reserved for the Compaq employees and their families.
Oh.
That's
so
cool.
So I think that's what this was. But cool. then they sold it when HP bought the company and the city, I think.
And I guess you could rent this place out. What about, do you guys big on TV shows, big on Hollywood?
No.
Movies and whatnot? Not really.
No.
We watch NCIS every night.
Yes. That's my Gibbs.
I don't.
Team Gibbs.
Oh, yeah, Team Gibbs. Jack, you would be on Team Denozo.
I would be on team what?
Denozo.
Or team Holden Parker, the new guy.
Guys, comment if you know what they're saying, because Spotify has comments.
We've gotten to season 3. We're like the end of season 3.
They're like season. I'm in whatever season we're in now. It's like 20 some odd.
You know, I'm on the season that I've
on Netflix,
watched.
So we're watching
zero.
Zero.
How many seasons is Ziva on there? I know she's on there
Ziva
a long
is
time.
On
and she leaves and comes back.
Seasons 3 to seasons 11.
See, I know she was on there a long time.
And then,
time.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
So I'll just start with there. Season 3 to season 11, I think. That's how she went.
And then Denozo left and did Bull.
Yep.
It was such a good show until March 2020. Then they ruined it.
Yep. And Benny left. Benny's awesome.
Yeah, Benny left. I don't like the new guy they got.
I've been watching Halo though, on Paramount.
I don't have
Halo's.
We have Netflix and Netflix and Amazon Prime. We don't have any other streaming services.
Well, both of those are on Paramount.
Yeah.
Along with Blue Bloods. Blue Bloods is really good. Tom Selleck in it. Oh, yeah. But I am not a fan of the new Magnum PI. I am a Tom Selleck diehard.
Oh, yeah.
All the way.
See, I think you reflect Inozo way more than Gibbs. You like cars, TV, Hollywood.
Yeah, but I don't...
You're not a womanizer.
Do you,
but,
do you really think I'm a womanizer? No. I mean, honestly.
No, Jackson, no. You're not. So, but nah. Other than that, you're almost a dead... Besides, you don't look a thing like him.
I have a friend who looks just like him.
You don't look a thing like him, and you're not a womanizer, but other than that, you're a dead ringer.
Well, I think that's a compliment. So, thank you.
I guess.
I wouldn't know. That's
I haven't seen Inozo in a long time.
Dude, wait, what is your home screen?
It's a horse.
Is the horse?
It's the horse.
It's the horse that we saw.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Have you ever seen that show?
It's that freedom statue at George Bush.
Mr. Ed.
H.W. Bush Library. Where it's running over the Berlin Wall.
I have not seen that.
Should we mention that episode? Or no?
No.
No, okay.
We record.
What episode?
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll figure out soon.
I'll tell them. We recorded an episode on a road trip and it is currently in our vault. And we'll be released 1 year to the day where we recorded it.
Yeah, so guys, March 5th, 2023, prepare. There's going to be an episode released.
Guys, we're in May right now. March is in 10 months.
Yeah. It's coming. No.
So put it on the calendar.
Nine and a half months. Yeah. It's coming sooner than you think.
So
like
that's
Thanos.
It's like one year to the day we released it. So, because... I made Jack delay it because it was so horrible.
It's not that bad.
So bad.
You didn't even listen to it, so.
Because I cringed the whole time. It was so horrible.
Dude, the part with the accident, that was funny.
You guys had an accident?
No.
Well, we drove past one.
I kind of.
And then people were, like, freaking out and doing weird things.
What happened in this episode? Did I miss?
We drove to College Station and back.
That is also where the karaoke tradition started. So that's why we did it today.
Hasn't started yet because it doesn't start for 10 months.
Oh, yeah, true. So why did we do the karaoke? It's a very good question.
I don't know.
All right, well, you'll eventually learn all our secrets in this one episode that was so bad.
It's special.
Yeah.
I made Jack lock it in the vault for a year.
Yeah, I know. I really wanted to upload it, but
We do need to do the pack files where we get all our guys from pack on here.
Yeah.
So y'all graduate from college, from high school.
What?
Mm-hmm. When y'all graduate from high school, then you'll release it. Graduate from HCYA.
Yeah, we'll be out of HCYA by the time we release it.
Yeah.
But not in school. We'll still be in school. Stay in school, kids.
We'll need to hand the podcast off to someone else.
No.
How about Aiden? I think Aiden would be a good podcast.
Well, I like the podcast.
But Jack, if we're at, if we're at different places, we're not going to be around HCYA.
True.
And it needs... The reason I made the podcast was so that people from HCYA can stay connected, especially people who go to college can stay connected to...
Ins and outs.
The ins and outs of their old high school team.
Speaking of which, do we have any HCYA news?
Involves
the team? Since
Well, I mean, we had, like...
Well, when's the last time you guys had a podcast? Do you guys have a podcast before the banquet?
What do you mean podcast before the banquet?
Okay, yeah. So the banquet's news.
Yeah.
So
we had our banquet and the seniors graduated. That's it. Nothing else.
I lettered. I worked really hard for that.
Good job.
I didn't
letter. Beginning of the season, I lettered in one event, and by the end, I had 5.
Whoa, impressive.
That's good.
I didn't get them at HCYA meets, but I had all the cuts from pack meets.
I did not letter in anything, sadly, because...
That's okay.
This team is very fast.
Yeah.
We're a very fast team.
But...
Kane, we're coming for you.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we beat Kane? No.
That was their JV. It wasn't fair.
Yeah, we did beat Kane, but it was their
JV. They got obliterated.
But
I'm
Kane
sorry.
Almost broke the record.
Yeah.
She was awesome. 0.01 okay. off of the 500 free record.
I thought for sure Dean and Caleb were going to get the best race this year.
You're not?
It was Kate who got it. Kate and
because literally everybody in that stadium in the natatorium was cheering.
Yeah,
like the Kane.
But,
At A&M, it
was that way too because everyone saw how close they were.
Yeah,
because they were like way ahead of everybody. It was just them right next to each other.
I know, and then Dean touched them like a thousandth of a second.
Yeah, it was 0.01 away from Caleb. So I thought they were going to get it, and I was like.
Yeah,
and
Caleb was ahead on that last 25.
I was
25.
Sitting next to Dean, and I'm like, Dean, you got this. Like, you got the best race. And he's like, really? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, Dean's very laid back.
Yeah, and so yeah. I'm like, what?
But he's a very congrats, laid Kate, back and, person.
Who else?
Congrats,
got?
Kate. Congrats.
Whoever else got it.
Congrats, fast swimmers.
It was Caleb. Yeah, Caleb, all of our fast swimmers.
And yeah. Seniors who left.
Me. No.
So.
Tell us about your lifeguarding job since that's news to the experience.
Okay. Yeah, so, I just had my first
Jack,
day.
I had
this
my
last
lifeguarding
week.
Job. It was the most boring thing I've ever done.
I love it, to be honest. I like it.
Is it just as boring as what I did?
I don't know how boring yours was.
I literally did nothing. Like, I would, like, would go on the stand when there was, like, no, like, one person.
Okay, that sucks.
It was only, and the worst part was, like, if I just saved someone, because I had the midday shift, because I had practice in the evening.
Yeah.
The only people who came up there were moms and their little kids.
Yeah, like, that, it's like, little kids are fun to watch, because you never know. Okay, all you have to do is expect them to drown, and then you don't get bored.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, but it's like, but they would just stay in the shallow end, and it's like, you can touch the bottom.
Okay, there was
or
this,
your mom can grab you.
There was this like, one girl. Ugh. Dude, you dropped your pee. Sorry, yeah. But there was this one girl. She had a life vest on. She was over in the deep end jumping off, and she took 30 seconds to swim 2 yards. Thankfully, I was standing right on top of her. I didn't need to, like, jump in and save her, but
that's
I was ready. That was pretty scary to watch. The dad was, like, at the other end of the pool.
Oh, he's a great dad.
Yeah, he was throwing a football with his son.
Oh, okay, so he is actually a good dad.
Yeah. His son was literally, like, standing on him. Hi, camera.
Yeah.
Jackson decided to record me.
Videotape a little bit of this.
Okay.
This is what the car looks like.
This is the car.
This is the setup.
Yep, we got our ginger beers right here.
Put that down.
Jack is not a fan of ginger beers.
No.
If you want something, to buy him.
Guys, Christmas gift.
Don't say, buy him ginger beer.
When he graduates, we all grab a 4-pack of ginger beer, and that's our graduation present. That's all he gets.
Yeah,
that's all he gets.
For my wedding someday, bring me some ginger beer.
Yeah, first you gotta get a girl.
Dude! Stop it. That was mean. I'm sorry. But we made up. I'm sorry. You're my friend. Somehow.
Oh my gosh. Ginger beer.
Ginger beer, it's bad.
It's
really
so
bad.
Good. I love it.
Okay, controversial topic. Is ginger beer good or bad? Comment
it is
down
so
below.
Good.
It's good and it's bad at the same time, if that makes sense.
It does.
There's no bad parts about it.
See what I mean?
I mean, it's like shocking.
Yes.
It's not bad. It's just it's like getting slapped in the face by Will Smith. You just don't see it coming, and then it's just
okay.
Like boom.
There's no way he didn't see that coming. He went from the hip. There is no way he didn't see that coming.
He just
like the dude's
the
walking
out of
up
me.
To the stage. And it's like you just insulted his wife, and he's walking up to the stage. Like, what do you expect's gonna happen?
And give him a hug.
Yeah, right.
A weak slap.
And he came from the hip and just coming up. It's like
full
there's
shoulder.
No way you didn't see that coming.
But. Yeah, he looked like he knew Taekwondo, like me.
Black belt.
The second degree. When I was 11.
I have
or no, I was 13 when I quit. But.
I have a first degree white belt in jiu-jitsu.
I did jiu-jitsu, and I did Muay Thai, and I did...
Muay Thai is...
Ryukyu-jitsu, which is now an official martial art.
Guys, I'm hungry.
Muay Thai is Vietnamese, right?
Muay Thai, it might be. Sounds like
it. Let's go get something to eat.
What's the other...
Jiu-jitsu is Brazilian.
Jiu-jitsu is Brazilian, I know. What's the other one you mentioned?
Thai?
Ryukyu-jitsu. Ryukyu-jitsu, what's that from?
It's kind of a mix of everything.
Okay.
Because
I know karate is Japanese.
Guess where Taekwondo is?
Korean.
Good job.
I have a friend who does Taekwondo, or used to do Taekwondo.
Good.
And,
good for him.
And then her.
Taekwondo's fun.
And then.
Or it used to be.
Kung Fu's Chinese. And Krav Maga's Israeli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Krav Maga's Israeli.
Have y'all seen Kung Fu Panda?
Nope.
Is that a good movie?
I've seen it.
It's a good movie.
Like seven.
Never seen it. I think it's a horrible movie.
I saw it. What? No. Controversial topic of the day. Kung Fu Panda.
Controversial topic number 6, because apparently that's all we do is controversial topics.
That should be a... Jack. We should dedicate this episode to controversial topics.
No, we're dedicating it to Jackson.
Thank you.
Jackson. Oh.
Thank you. Should Jackson cut his hair?
Yes. Jackson.
Controversial topic.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Okay.
I couldn't resist.
Jackson, put your hair in front of the video recorder. Look at that. Look at that ponytail.
So, look at that. Like a year ago, I would have said it looks
so
good.
Dude, looks like a lady.
But it looks so good. A year ago, I would have said it looked horrible, but it looks so good right now. Because when I first met you, you had like really short hair.
Yes.
I did have very short hair. And I didn't recognize you when you came back.
And then I stopped. So I know no one recognized me.
I didn't.
I've had like my closest friends.
Do you realize?
Don't recognize me.
Do you know the reason I recognize you? Because you talked about cars nonstop. No. That's how I figured out who you were.
Yeah, I recognize you.
Car guy. Petrol head. Gearhead, petrol head.
I recognize you because of your jersey. Talking... Like, the name on your shirt.
Oh, Powell.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's Jackson.
So the fact that we talked for like 30 minutes before this first let me.
Hmm?
That didn't tee it off?
With what?
I talked to you for like 30 minutes before we...
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you walked up and said, hi, I was like, who is this? And then you're like, I'm Jackson. I'm like, oh, hi. And then I saw your shirt. I mean, oh, yeah, that is Jackson.
Literally, if you're like new on HCYA, if you're wearing... just like your warrior shirt, I will talk to you for like an hour before I figure out who you are.
Yeah, I've had that before. I just have no clue who they are.
Hey, how are you doing? It's so good to see you again.
So
how are you
doing? I'll just like get a bunch of information and say, oh, by the way, I'm like, oh, I gotta go swim. What's your name?
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys know everyone's name on the team?
No, I know maybe like 75%.
What? I know all of
them. If you show me them, I could maybe pick it out. I could guess.
Yeah.
There's people I know, but I couldn't quite put their name to the face. That's true. I know them. I know the name.
I think I couldn't put maybe like 85%. 85%.
Mm. See, I've gotten better. When I first freshman year, I was just like, I know Thad and Jack and Jackson.
Thad.
I knew Brooke.
Yeah, what happened to Brooke?
She's going to OU. I went to her grad party right before Ravens.
Oh, fun.
But she couldn't practice anymore, because Westfield wouldn't let her practice anymore.
Ooh, so that's rough.
No, she just has a center league.
That makes sense.
But I work media with her on Wednesday nights. Speaking of Wednesday
night, I used to have...
Oh, yeah, I have in service tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lifeguard.
Yeah, I've got youth service.
I might not be able to do media because I got a bunch of math stuff I got to do. I got one more test in calculus.
We're busy men.
Dad, we're school.
Calculus in your junior year.
It's pre-co.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not that smart.
I say calculus to make myself sound smart.
I have AP calculus in my freshman year.
I've been in pre-cal for the last 2 years.
Sounds like somebody flunked.
Okay, no, it was a 3-semester course.
Okay.
So, you know, I took the first two sophomore year. Junior year, I took the last one.
Okay.
Did really bad. And then I retook it and just got a B. So, yeah.
B's are not C's.
Yeah.
Hey, C's get degrees. I don't learn that. C's get degrees.
But what about D's?
D stands for degree.
No, I just realized. I did not mean it like that. I just realized. D's.
Oh, gosh. Comment down below
if you get it.
Don't.
I did not intend that to happen, but it just did.
That's what happens when you're on a podcast with Jack and David.
Things
a
happen.
A lot of stuff that
That's
you don't intend
when you're
to happen.
A podcast with Jack.
Yep. All right, well, guys, we should get lunch.
All right, yeah. It's 1 o'clock. We're hungry. It's hot out here. It says it's 89 degrees. It's not. It's not 89 degrees.
Okay.
It's hot out here.
Yeah. So I gotta go home and eat the same thing I eat every single day.
That's rough.
I love it so much.
I could eat Chick-fil-A 7 times a day.
So I guess on
where
the
people
Chick-fil-A
laugh
whatever controversy.
And children play. Oh, I'm in love.
Didn't you have
Chick-fil-A?
Didn't you have a Chick-fil-A song you came up with once?
No, that was
Oh wait, yes.
Yes, you did come up
at
with a Chick-fil-A song.
Hold on, wait.
That's right.
Okay, you know the Applebee's tune, like Applebee's, ba da ba. Okay, ready?
You mean Walker Hayes, Fancy
Yes,
Light?
Yes. Okay, ready. Go down to Chick-fil-A with a fried chicken sandwich and Dr. Pepper and the fries and the Oreo shake and the Chick-fil-A sauce. It's so delicious. All at Chick-fil-A.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm so sorry for
that. And I came up with that on the spot.
That's your.
And I wrote it down.
You got to hear Jack's number one hit single.
Yeah.
He stayed with us at the very end of this podcast.
I doubt you did, but thank you.
But if you did, you got to hear that.
If you did, then you're going to be on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You didn't hear that, people.
Yeah. If you did hear it, then...
All right, whatever. So, thanks, guys, for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure. I had so much fun.
Pound it. Noggin.
Pound it. Noggin.
Sorry.
That hurt a lot.
That hurt.
That hurt. Okay.
Yeah, we actually, like...
I told you not to do it.
Yeah, but it was fun. No, imagine if, like, Michael and a girl does it. He would go...
He would just headbutt her.
Yes. She would literally crack her skull.
Yeah. That wouldn't... That Crunch! Be good.
Yeah, that should be only a dude thing.
It should be, which is why it's Dude Perfect.
Oh, it is?
We should be called Dude Imperfect.
Dude Imperfect.
I have a friend who has a YouTube channel called Dude Imperfect.
That's what about Dude Imperfection? That's Dude that's Imperfection. Different enough.
Okay.
Where you fail all your trick shots?
Yeah. Dude Imperfection.
That's what they literally do. They literally fail and then, like, celebrate.
Yeah! No, but we should do one where we accidentally make a trick shot and go, no!
That would be kind of weird.
That would. It would get so many views.
So many views.
Very original idea.
Very original. Because it's not like no one's ever failed before.
Guys.
You have to be good at failing. It's the key. I'm good at failing.
Thank you for listening. If you listened, and if you didn't.
You should.
Yeah. What he said.
All right, well, I guess I will sign off for now, and...
Music.
We'll see you later.
He looks like a lady. You know what dude we're talking about? Jackson looks like a lady.
Not for long. See you guys.